FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio. Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of This Club Is My Club. This week you join us on a Saturday afternoon for the Brian Lomax Trophy final between FC United and Enfield Town. And joining me for this historic broadcast this afternoon, we've got Woodzo with us. Hello Woodzo.
Hello. Who did we beat in the previous round? I don't remember.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's an invitational thing.
And, oh!
And I think the last time we played in this was Wrexham?
The last time we played in this was 2 years ago and we got beaten it against Enfield.
Against Enfield. I meant at 3-1. Home.
Oh, at home?
Yes,
oh, you didn't say
that,
did you?
That was Wrexham, wasn't it?
Anyway,
we're here for Enfield Town today. I've got Woodzo on to talk about Tuesday night's game away at Darwin. And let's have some highlights now from Tuesday night's game up at Darwin. And it's myself and Woodzo with commentary.
Trey Pemberton turns on the halfway line. Does well, beats two players. Forward it goes to Main turns and Pemberton keeps his run going. He's lining up a shot here. Goes right underneath the goalkeeper. And a fine finish and fine move started by Trey Pemberton involving Cedric Main. And with 3 minutes played here at the Anchor Ground, FC United take a 1-0 lead. Ennis wins the ball back. Gets it to Morris. To Baker. Out to Dodd. Dodd down the line, Mulvey's onside. Mulvey now in the box, cross comes into Main and it's a tap in and another fine move there from FC United. Mulvey with the assist into the box, simple finish from Sajid Main, and with 9 minutes played, FC United are now 2-0 up. Back it goes to the goalkeeper who rolls out to his midfielder, but in midfield, the ball given away, Ennis to Main. To Mulvey. Mulvey shoots. A lovely, lovely finish to the goalkeeper's left. Mulvey there with FC United's third. And a mistake in midfield from Darwin, which Ennis pounced upon. Main got involved. Mulvey was there. And this 4-4-2 lads working out quite well this evening. Ennis gets the ball from Donoghue and then releases a pass to Linney. Great ball in there to find Cedric Main. And that was brilliant stuff from FC United. It was... Oh, it's just great stuff. Linney with a great ball into Main. Main scoring once again. 4-0 now to FC United on 38 minutes. Woods out.
Same again. They're almost all carbon copies, these goals, to be honest with you. They're breaking down on the left or the right. Good crossing. And again, fairly straightforward finish from Main, but a good one. There's not always going to have to. All the goals are very, very similar and all good moves, incisive moves, good bits of football.
So two for Main, one for Pemberton, one for Mulvey. 4-0 the score, and FC United can get the ball back here. Ennis does well. Ennis one-on-one with the goalkeeper, rounds the goalkeeper, brilliant skill from Charlie Ennis, and seconds after scoring the fourth, FC United make it 5-0. Here's Main now, he's going to launch a shot here to the goalkeeper's right hand side. Goalkeeper tried his best to keep that one out, but there was too much on it, and 6 minutes into this second half, FC United make it 6-0.
That lovely finish. I mean, I was saying before in the first half, I'd like to see Cedric score a bit further than 3 or 4 feet, and boom, there you are.
Linney now, one way, goes the other. Good stuff from Linney. Tries to find Mulvey, cut out, and then the clearance finds Cedric Main. Cedric Main charging forward and then unleashing a shot to the goalkeeper's far post. And that was a fine finish from Cedric Main. And, well, he's having a good night, isn't he? 54 minutes played, FC United, it's 7. Couple of stepovers from Donoghue. gets the ball back after a ricochet. Donoghue still with the ball. Out to his left-hand side to Ennis. Ennis looks like he's rolling up a shot here. Breaks to Wadika. Wadika shoots. What a finish from Ali Wadika, who, I know it's not a competitive game, but for pre-season, that's the new signing's first goal of pre-season, and a good finish from Ali Wadika. Here comes Baker now. Baker, can he score? To the edge of the penalty area. Plays the ball off to Cedric Main. Main, oh, that's a great ball to Charlie 17, who slots it into the corner to the goalkeeper's left. It's now 9-0. Trialist 17 with the ninth goal. Itota to Bennett. Bennett with a first-time looping ball for Donoghue to chase onto. Donoghue, can he keep that ball in play? He can. And then, wow, what a turn from Donoghue. Chips the ball in. There's Main. And Main heads it in. And, well, I hope there's a camera here. Is there a camera? No. I hope that was filmed by somebody. That was sensational. Donoghue there with nowhere to go. He had no right to do that. Got the ball out. Crossed it in. Cedric Main, good header. FC United, 10-0 up.
That was a great performance.
Exceptional performance, Ben. You know, after Saturday, you know, we asked to be ruthless tonight, and that's no disrespect to Darwin. You know, good sides come here and we put 5 or 6 past them. We put 10 past them tonight, and, you know, that's no criticism against them. When you meet my side in the mood they were in tonight, people struggle to play against them, and, you know, the new lad there with the sing song afterwards, Cedric Main, he's going to be an absolute handful. Waddick has got one off his back tonight with a goal, and Hams are the trialist, and Trey, you know, really good all-round performance. Delighted for the academy lads again. You know, Lenny came on Saturday and made a little bit of a mistake. He was down. It's important to get him back on the pitch tonight. But
two great saves.
You know, just want to thank all the fans coming down tonight. It's been a really good workout for us. We'll get in tomorrow night. We'll get in Thursday night. And we'll get ready for Enfield on Saturday.
So, man of the match. We were debating this. It'd be difficult not to give it to a player who scored 5 goals, but it's Drew Baker, isn't it?
Drew Baker's an exceptional talent. 18, you know, watched him now for 12 months. Knew all about him. Agreed terms with him on Saturday. You know, it was important that we replaced with quality, and we lost Doyley. And, you know, age doesn't fear me. You know, 18, it doesn't matter if you're good enough, you're old enough for me. And, you know, he steps in there. He reminds me a bit like a Bobby Moore. You know, the way he plays, he steps out of play. He's so calm on the ball. And, you know, the kid's got a big future, and he's had a few knockbacks, but, you know, he's settled now. He's done enough. He's earned his deal, and, you know, get Curtis Jones back in, and he'll go alongside him.
Brilliant. And how pleased are you with the fact you mentioned the academy players and the trialists? We were saying in commentary, the way those players integrated, we never changed the style of play once. It was just...
And it's important we do that, because we're very fluid in training. You know, kind of my favourite saying, the things that people don't see. You know, we do so much work on rotations and patterns of playing training and defensive shape and lining. And you can see, you keep drilling it into players and it just comes off. And tonight, you know, young Jack, when he went on, he was excellent. Silas was excellent when he went on. But people in and around it, and that's why it's important for the academy lads to be around the first team, because I want Tom Conroy's side to play the way I'm my side play. So when they do step in, they're ready to step in. So, you know, it's a journey, you know, building blocks. Been out a long time, and you know, the journey with the academy started more or less like a year ago, because I had a lot to do when I took over. I've got a lot of work to do with the academy, but there's definitely doors open for them.
Enfield this week, and then looking forward to that now after this.
Yeah, can't wait. I'm still hurting from the defeat down there, so you know, we want to wrestle the trophy back, and you know, there's something up for grabs. And I said to the lads, this is another friendly chalked off. Enfield will be another one, and you know, as we get 90 minutes under our belts, we get close to August the 14th. But you know, there's a lot of people here tonight, and you know, the lads in there have done themselves really proud. But you know, just want to thank Darwin, fantastic setup. You know, I want to help them this season if we can with some of our academy players and get them into men's team football. They try, you know, at times try and do things the right way. I know they're a bit of frustration and needle tonight, but you know, I wouldn't have any qualms in any of the lads coming down here and getting men's football either.
Neil Reynolds there speaking post-match on Tuesday night after that 10-0 win, Woodsog, against Darwin.
I did that in the match report. I did
what,
it.
What, with the brackets?
With the brackets 10. And 10. Yeah. I couldn't resist it.
What did you make of that on Tuesday night? It was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, since people didn't go, have been messaging me saying, well, it was just like a training match, was it? Was it men against Bot? It wasn't really, to be honest with you. It was a fairly competitive game. I mean, I suppose when you're 3-0 up inside, what, 10 minutes or so, I suppose it does kill it a little bit. But it could have finished 3-0, because we could have took the foot off the ground and said, well, it's just a training match now.
I think when you compare it to the Bakeup game and the Warrington Rylands game, it was poles apart, really.
Oh,
I mean, what you were saying in the build-up to Tuesday night's game was, it's our final ball that's been letting us down, really.
It didn't on Tuesday.
It really didn't on Tuesday.
No,
it really,
I mean,
didn't.
Some of the goals we scored, if you watch it back, if you're on one of these social media things, I think most of the goals are on there. And you'll see some of the crosses or the through balls, and they were absolutely magnificent, which we said in commentary on Tuesday. It was just one of those games where everything just clicked. But we just kept going, and was... It can do nothing but build confidence. It's like we said, you know, we've been struggling for goals.
The best goal of the night, I think, I've seen it back on the aforementioned social media, Donoghue's cross to Cedric May.
There was a couple.
There was no way on earth he was getting out of that corner.
It was brilliant.
I don't even know how he did it.
No, it was brilliant.
It was so beautiful. He put backspin on it. It was like a Donoghue turn. They've called it.
He's got his own turn. Not Cruyff anymore.
No.
But I think there was candidates for, you know, Mulvey's finish was excellent. Where Ennis dragged it around the keeper and kept his cool and put it in. Couple of the goals from Cedric Main, stroke trialist 10, where it finishes from the edge of the box, and even the goal by the real trialist, the one we have to call trialist, we don't know his name. And if you watch back on the Instagram on Tim's video, you see it in all its glory. And we killed it around the keeper's fantastic. So there was plenty of good goals there. You know, I'd say Cedric's first two goals were probably tap-ins, and he couldn't miss either of them.
But
really,
those are tap-ins that weren't coming for against Bay Cup and Islands.
And also they were tap-ins off the back of excellent moves down the left-hand side and good crosses in. So,
absolutely.
It's what we've said we've been missing.
Now, since that game and since that interview with Neil Reynolds, Neil's taken up a full-time post at the club. Now he's the club's head of football and academy principal. The academy has been growing all the time. He's obviously got a background in education. I mean, this is a positive move by the club.
Congratulations, Isorda. Great news for the club.
Yeah, it's fantastic news for me personally. You know, the first minute I set foot in this football club, I looked around and thought, this is where I want my future to be. You know, and I knew the financial position that we were in, but hopefully one day, you know, I could turn my semi-professional role into a professional role. And that's exactly what, you know, that's what exactly what the club have offered me. To be academy principal and head of football is special to me, and I just want to thank everybody behind the scenes for making this possible, because I know there's been lots of hard work. You know, it was a no-brainer for me. You know, people look at the finances as, you know, my role as head teacher. For me, I wanted my life to be in football, and to be at FC United now, you know, kind of 7 days a week is a dream come true for me. So academy principals, I'll be working with, you know, the academy on a daily basis, and we look at the education programme. I know we've got to do a lot with it yet, you know, because I want to expand from sports. We'll look at media, I want to look at catering, I want to look at grounds maintenance. Then obviously I get a chance to work with the women's as well. Can we develop a women's academy? That's what I want to look at. Can we get more of the academy lads into the first team? Working with Tom Conway and Ben, you know, the ladies manager. You know, the role's huge for me, and there's lots of work to do. And, you know, I'm just really happy that the people have put the belief in me, and, you know, I can promise people I won't let them down.
He mentioned it, didn't he, about the fact that it's about making sure the academy is playing the same as the first team, and then that step up.
Well, you mentioned that on Tuesday, didn't you?
Yeah, because we saw that with Jack Bennett, who came on.
Yeah.
Jack Bennett set up Donoghue to do the Donoghue turn in the corner.
Yeah.
Those players who came on, it didn't alter our pattern of play, and that's what we want to see, isn't it?
Yeah. So from that point of view, obviously, it makes sense. But from the point of view, going out to schools and, you know, probably building the academy, I'm assuming, which is an assumption at this moment in time, obviously, that maybe we'll try and do some sort of FC United college, presumably the plan, long term.
I think that's the way football's going, really. That's the way
it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. So let's see how it pans out. We don't know. I mean, I always worry about these situations in that, you know, you've got two separate roles that are linked, but one is a bit more volatile potentially than the other. But yeah, it's a positive, of course it is. There's no doubt about that. And let's see how it goes. And you know, from an education point of view, he knows it. He obviously knows the job, and so that's only a positive.
That's the exciting thing for me.
I agree. No, I totally agree with that. The football's already there anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. So. Right. Let's. We're going to hand over now to our expert commentary team of myself and Stato Paul. Paul's back, everyone, for today's
game. That
doesn't
sound as good as what he said last couple
of
matches.
You know, we'll have a chat with Neil post-match as well about that new role. But what's your thoughts on today's game?
I mean, I was down there a couple of years ago and we were pretty well beaten, but I think I was after a... It wasn't the ideal preparation. Because I was on the club trip on the coach, and we got there at like 4 o'clock. So it wasn't ideal preparation. You know, so I wasn't surprised we got beaten as we did. You know, we're at home. if we play like we did last Saturday and we played like we did on Tuesday, I think to coin this year's phrase, I think it's the Lomax Cup Trophy is coming. It's coming home.
That's an unfortunate way to end your segment of the show this week. What's up? But a big thank you for joining us as always, and we'll catch up at half time.
We might well do that. Bye bye.
It's FC United of Manchester against Enfield Town here live at Broadhurst Park. Brought to you by ConstructedCody.com in the Armchair Army. Stato Paul's back, everyone. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
What are you expecting for this afternoon's game?
Okay, well, we know this better as the Supporters Direct Cup, and this is an interesting game between two sides. I think they're at the same level in the pyramid. In the past, we've played sides higher in the pyramid and not done so well in this particular cup final. This is the sixth time that FC have been in this final and the sixth time that Enfield have been in it. They've won it five times, though. We've only won it once. And the two sides met 2 years ago in this contest at Enfield, and unfortunately, today's visitors won 3-1, so we certainly want to repay them now we're back at Broadhurst with this competition.
Yes, absolutely. Well, FC United have come into this in great form, a fantastic 10-0 victory over Darwin. Dare I say it, might be a bit early to pre-season, but do you think it's clicked now?
Well, it does suggest that we've turned the corner in terms of these friendlies. We were going through a phase of not scoring many goals and missing chances or not even creating chances in some of the games. But the signs now are looking like we are beginning to look lethal in front of goal, partly due to Cedric Main's emergence as a really serious striker. And it'd be very interesting to see what he does this afternoon against Enfield.
Yeah, well, Cedric Main starts this afternoon, as does Drew Baker, who I think, despite Cedric scoring five goals, he was man of the match, Drew Baker.
He played against us for Oldham Youth last season when they thrashed us at Boundary Park. And it was a very good Oldham side he was in, to be honest, but he certainly was one of their better players. So we've got high hopes for Drew Baker, having lost Chris Doyle.
Yeah, well, he goes at centre-back this afternoon with Aaron Morris, we reckon. And centre-back partnership there. Adam Dodd will be going left-back. Michael Donoghue goes right-back. And everyone's seen the goal back now on Twitter of Cedric Main. That bit of skill from Donoghue by the corner flag on Tuesday night was out of this world.
It was wasted on a friendly. It was that good, wasn't it? But, it's going to be an interesting game. Obviously, we've got the likes of Curtis Jones, Linney, Mulvey on the bench this afternoon, so there are going to be some chopping and changing as the game unfolds, as always with friendlies.
Well, the teams are now out on the pitch and we are underway here for this game in the Brian Lomax Trophy at Broadhurst Park. It's actually a throw-in to Enfield down by the FC United corner flag, just in front of Mr. Chips. We've had 3 minutes played here at Broadhurst Park in the sunshine. In it comes towards the near post area, but Lavercombe's there and gathers it quite comfortably and then launches a quick ball forward for the run there of Cedric Main, but good goalkeeping from Nathan McDonald in the Enfield goal, who came out for it. But Pemberton picks up possession now for FC United from the right hand side, plays a nice ball there to find Ennis. There's Cedric Main, bish bash bosh, 3 minutes on the clock and Cedric Main opens the scoring. Brilliant play there, wasn't it, from Ennis and Trey Pemberton?
Absolutely brilliant interception of a ball out. And the swift interplay that Reynolds is looking for from his players was all there. And Ennis found Main in the box, and his finish was emphatic from round about the penalty spot area. Gave the goalkeeper no chance whatsoever.
And forward the ball comes from Enfield out to this right-hand side, and Baddy Mosey there can't get the ball off Dodd, and Dodd heads it back to his goalkeeper Lavercombe. Rolls it out there to Simpson to Ennis out to Morris in the right-back position. Simple pass to Simpson, back to Morris, back to Simpson, long ball. Cedric Main's onside, takes it down beautifully. Cedric Main to the goalkeeper's right. The goalkeeper had no chance, really. Once Main had taken that ball down, there was only one way that was going, straight into the back of the Enfield Town net on 30 minutes. Enfield Town trailing by 2-0 now, Paul.
Again, done by the long ball. I think it was Simpson who played it.
Yeah.
Simpson with the execution from inside his own half. Releases Main, who's run beyond the centre-back. The control was superb. One touch control and left foot finish. And the keeper was just left on his haunches. I mean, it was just a devastating through ball and a one-touch finish. Absolutely terrific stuff.
I would say that was a 60-yarder.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah.
That pass from Simpson.
Yeah.
And Cedric Main just timed his run beautifully.
And the control, yeah. You know, I mean, it was immaculate, wasn't it? If he's going to do that on a regular basis, FC are going to be a formidable side this season.
Good stuff there by Mubai. Infield with Fowle now. Fowle still with the ball, out towards the left-hand side. Shot going to come in here, and it does come in, and Lavican down to his left-hand side. And, well, that was the first proper chance Enfield have had, and it came from Chidjau Siki. Important save, that, really. Paul, he had to do something with it, didn't he?
Yeah, it was from distance, so he had a bit of time to get down to it, but he still had to make the save. It's good to see Lavican worked a bit, because he's been pretty redundant in this half.
Cross comes in from the left-hand side, from that corner. Ball's going to break here. Good save from Lavican. Brilliant save from Lavican.
Now, that was close range, and it was a reaction stop. It was Mo Fall at the far post there that was trying to turn the ball in when the ball was headed down, and it's a second corner for Enfield.
Well, FC United 2-0 up with 20 minutes left to play of this game. Celebrating supporter ownership and the Brian Lomax trophy.
And we've only ever won this once.
I can remember the game against Wrexham.
We beat Wimbledon in 2006, yeah. I think it was.
Sinclair Smith now down the line to find Main. Main looking to take on Bray by the byline. Cross comes into Linney. Oh, that's a great goal. And again, it looks simple, Paul, but Main going down the byline there, somehow finding a way through. And a lovely finish by Linney on the volley.
On the volley, yes. I mean, it was... I think that was all about the fact that Main got the ball in a good position and looked up and picked a man out, and it was precision from there on.
Enfield with possession inside the centre circle. Pressure being put on though. Got press again from FC United. The ball's having to go all the way back to goalkeeper. Is there enough on that? Yes, there is, for Aziz to clear it. Jones has got time. Can he bring it down? He can, but he helps the Enfield player on its way, and now Enfield have scored. It's Sawana there. Well, a goal back for Enfield. Is there enough time to secure another one? 6 minutes left, Paul.
Well, that makes it 4-4 on aggregate. Based on this game and the one in 2019. Well, I think they've deserved a goal in the second half. They've stuck to the task.
We're into the fourth minute of added time now, and then the referee blows. Full time here at Broadhurst Park in the Brian Lomax Trophy, and FC United, for the second time only in their history, have won this trophy outright. 3-1 winners. It's a comfortable 3-1. 2 goals from Cedric Main, a goal from Regan Linney, and then Sawena towards the end for Enfield, scoring a consolidation. But it's been a good afternoon, Paul, hasn't it?
Yes, I think the damage was done in the first half, where FC had a purple patch and looked very, very impressive. The movement, the passing, the finishing, it was there for everyone to see. And the odds look very good for the season when it starts. And Enfield in the second half did come into it slightly more, but when they went 3-0 down, it was pretty much dead and buried. When Linney came on from the bench and scored the third, made by Cedric Main, of course.
Cedric Main, I think it's safe to say, 2 goals and an assist, is man of the match. Do we believe the hype? I mean, it's been a good week for Cedric, hasn't it?
Well, you can look at it two different ways, I suppose. One, you could say, well, it's only friendlies and the serious stuff is yet to come. But today we were up against a side who are at a similar level to us, and he's shone really brightly. You could argue at Darwin are at a lower level.
You could, but it's 8 goals in 3 matches. One of them was against a pretty strong Bolton Wanderers team as well.
Yeah.
So
And it's not just his goal scoring that impresses. His all-round game is very good. He holds it up well. His vision is good. He takes up really good positions, and sometimes they're not always seen. It's a very impressive pre-season for Cedric Mainz, certainly, and we can certainly see why the manager has praised him so much before he got him in an FC shirt. But there were other good performances today.
Yeah, Drew Baker, once again, really impressive alongside Aaron Morris. Let's start the presentations now.
Captain Mark Mitchell Bevington, the assistant manager for the day, Joe's five there. So they're coming forward to receive the trophy from Malcolm Clark, the chair of the Football Supporters Association.
So Potts to receive the silverware with our new assistant manager.
Dressed up accordingly.
And it's going to be the young lad to receive this trophy alongside FC United skipper Michael Potts. As you can hear the crowd waiting for it to be lifted. Photographs now taken, and there you go. Michael Potts. I know we won that Trafford game, didn't we? Which was the unofficial, County Cup final, wasn't it?
Yes.
After everything that's gone on with COVID, but. It's another piece of silverware, this, isn't it?
Yes, it goes on our honours list, unlike that game against Trafford. So yes, it's a piece of silverware, and we can display it quite proudly. And it's good that we've won it, because we've had six tries at winning this and only won it twice outright. So we've righted a few wrongs from the past.
We were talking about standout performances, and I'd just like to have a lie of the land, really, as we head towards the Macclesfield game and the closing matches in pre-season as well. The team's starting to take shape now. There's a couple of question marks about who would get in the starting 11, sure, but the squad itself is looking like this is the squad. And would you say it's stronger than it was 2 years ago now?
Well, if you think about the last few weeks, Luke Griffiths and
Doyle
have gone, and they were big shoes to fill, you could say. And likewise, you could argue that we had Tundy. We had a prolific goal scorer, and he was a big asset at the time. If you look at the squad now, have we moved on? Have we developed more? Maybe we have. I think certainly the style of play we've shown in the last couple of weeks suggests that we're better equipped for the start of this season than the previous two seasons, I would say. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, the key, I think, to it is, and it's something that I can't remember the game. It might have been... I'm not going to commit to what game it was, but Charlie Ennis was telling the players in the dressing room, Neil said this in the post-match interview, we expect better standards than that. Having Ennis and Potts in midfield playing the way Neil wants the team to play, with this two-touch football arc and not that many back passes, that's what's driving it on, isn't it? In the last week, we've seen it.
And I also think that Simpson is a key man, yeah, in that midfield, because he does a bit of the dirty work at times, but he's also got a good passing range. So he's got a lot to offer.
Well, we saw it, didn't we, for Cedric's second.
Yeah.
The ball, I mean, was it 40, was it 50? I said it was 60, but whatever it was.
It's gaining yards by the minute.
It was a diagonal ball, which Roy Sewell's a big fan of.
Yes.
Straight to Cedric Mayne, who made the run deep and took it in his stride. It was a beautiful ball, but beautifully well taken. And it's that combination, isn't it, of the vision to make that pass, but also the ingenuity to make the run.
Yeah. We've got some interesting selection issues in the back four as well.
Well, Morris Donoghue at right back's been pretty good this past week, and we know he's good at right back or wherever he plays. But where do you fit Jones in? Where do you fit Morris in? Where do you fit Simpson in? So that's the Crystal Maze game that.
And we've got Drew Baker.
Yeah.
What kind of season is he going to have?
Well, at this stage, with the three centre backs we've got,
he can rotate a bit.
Well, who would you?
Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it, for Neil? Yeah. How would you fit all three of them in without having to give bad news to Donoghue and to Simpson?
And then you've got people like Keaton Mulvey making a challenge for a place.
Well, the Darwin game, we started 4-4-2. So, yeah.
And Wadaker's not featured today.
No, he's, yeah, of course. Yeah, and Linney was on the bench.
Yeah.
So we've got Macclesfield coming up. Banbury United on Saturday. Forward amateurs. But we're waiting for Neil Reynolds now, and Neil's here. Let's see what Neil has to say. Neil.
Hello, Ben.
Congratulations on... I know you class the Trafford win as silverware, so I'm going to say congratulations on another piece of silverware.
Just said that to the lads in there, Ben. You know, since the squad were put together, second in the league before COVID struck, should have got promoted. Manchester Cup win, FA Cup first round, and now Peter Trott another trophy today. And I just said to the lads that, you know, don't get bored of winning trophies, because, you know, you don't win a lot in your career unless you're extremely, extremely lucky, and you've got to enjoy that. And I just said, this is a catapult now, and you should have that in your mindset. You know, Potsy, how good did that feel when you lift the trophy? And you got a hungry dressing room in there that want to go from strength to strength. And I thought today Enfield played the part in a really entertaining game, but I thought at times my side were unplayable. You know, in the first half, I think some of the things that we did was outrageous, to be honest. And I was really happy with it.
Yeah, I described it as, I did a Partridge and described it as liquid football. I don't actually know what that means, but it feels an appropriate phrase to describe some of that link-up play. And it was both flanks, wasn't it? Down the right and down the left.
You know, nothing against Regan Linney. You know, he struggled pre-season. You know, people have dips in form. They absolutely do. And Regan is an exceptional player. But I just thought we needed a little bit different today. We went with Trey and Finn. Trey was great on Tuesday night at Darwin. And, you know, for his confidence, he needed to start again. Finn was missing, so he played nice. He got the man of the match performance. But two of them, you know, they were electric. The link-up play as well with Charlie Ennis and Cedric at the top. You know, Adam Dodd going down one side, Donner's going down the other, until he unfortunately broke his finger, which is not great. But I just thought some of the passages of play were brilliant. And when you know, as a manager, it's hard as a supporter because you don't see it. But when you work on it in training and then it comes off in the game situation, it gives you so much joy and encouragement. And you know, each training session we work really hard. And, you know, you've seen over the last three games, Bolton, Darwin, and today in particular, it's coming to fruition.
So it was two goals, essentially, from the byline, wasn't it, really? I mean,
yeah.
And it looks simple, but it's
yeah, and it's what we like our 7-11 to do. So from both bylines, we drive inside, we encourage fullbacks to go on the outside, and we link up with 10, and then obviously Cedric did the rest. But it was, you know, really impressive. And, you know, some of the patterns were great. And listen, I play a different style of football than every other manager I know I do, but it's hard to play against when it comes off. And today, like the management said, it certainly came off for us.
And then there's the Jordan Simpson ball to find Cedric, a different goal to the other two.
I mean, Simpson's got that range of passing, hasn't he? You know, we're doing a lot of work with Jordan now, and he's on the other side of his game. You know, tenacity and recovery runs, but, you know, ball at his feet, he reminds me of Griffiths. You know, he's got that range of passing. I want him to strike the ball more, I want him to shoot more. I don't want him just to be like a kind of quarterback centre midfielder that picks passes out. That's his challenge. However, 75 minutes, he was disappointed to come off today, but, you know, his pod showed us that he'd hit the wall, so it was time to sacrifice him. But, you know, him and Potsy are striking up a good relationship now. You know, we've got Donners who can go back in there. But I look at Aaron Morris, you know, he's comfortable at centre-half, he's comfortable at right-back, you know, big season for him. But, you know, it's hard to pay superlatives to anybody, because the group's fantastic, you know, they really are, and, you know, I want to just congratulate him.
You've created a problem for yourself, though. I'm imagining ahead of the Warrington match, you're going to be like some kind of panicking Crystal Maze contestant trying to work out where all the shapes can fit, because you've got a competitive squad here now, haven't you?
And I said to the lads, you know, when we reported it, you know, end of June, I said, whatever you do, come 14th of August, make sure that you're at the front of my mindset. And if you don't come and knock on my door. You know, and everyone's picking up the performance levels. But as a manager, you know, it's a problem that you want to have, you know, because I look now, is it Linney? Is it Sinclair Smith? Is it Ennis? Is it Pemberton? You know, is it Donoghue, Potts or Simpson midfield? I've got options everywhere. You know, and then having Curtis Jones back to that centre-half, you know, I've got Lavercombe, I've got an array of goalkeepers in behind it. So, you know, Joe White's got to come back from injury yet to rival Dodd. So we have got a really good squad, but I think you see with them, they're a tight-knit squad, and there's a lot of games this season coming up, not just the league games, but the cup games, European games, you know, the FA Cup games. So people are going to get minutes, and we're going to have to utilise our squad. It's not big. You know, it's not big. I think we're 19, but, you know, I'm hell-bent on giving academy lads a chance as well. I thought young Jack, 12 minutes today, put his foot in, got one in his nose, but didn't faze him. And I just want him in around it. You know, I want the other academy lads to think I can get in this first team side or squad.
Just a throw another one in there for you. Jones can play central midfield, of course, like he did against Warrington.
He did it against Nantwich as well, you know, the whole midfield. So, listen, it's competitive. The dressing room's great. You know, there's a really good atmosphere around the place at the minute. So, you know, we'll just look forward to Macclesfield now on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, congratulations on today's result and a great week, really. Just also congratulations on your appointment this week. That's big news.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's in the background. It's been going on for the last couple of months. I'm going to thank everyone who's, you know, put the faith in me. It's not been an easy decision, although people think it is to step away from headship. But like I said to anyone, the minute I stepped foot in this ground, it had full-time football all over it for me. And there's a lot of work to do behind the scenes. There's a lot of growth with our academy. If we look at the education programme, you know, can we generate a women's academy moving forward? Can we move the first team to a hybrid model where we might be three times a week? So lots of work to do. I'm looking forward to, you know, joining Paul Smith on that level and working together and, you know, the appointment of the commercial manager. But there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and I'm just hoping that I can add quality to it. And I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
There's loads of questions I could ask you about the future vision of the academy and stuff like that, but I want you to enjoy the remainder. I mean, we can have these chats as the season progresses.
I've got a lot of ideas. I've come in here to make a difference, you know, and like I said, I thank everyone for giving me the opportunity, and I work hard. I always have done, you know. I'll never be away from the place now, whether or not I'm working with local schools or education programmes or watching the academy or even taking the academy. So, you know, I want to build on the work that we've already done and try and get this club to the next level, and, you know, that's the hope and that's the dream.
Neil Reynolds there on Saturday speaking to me on FC Live following that 3-1 victory over Enfield Town. Next up for the men's team, we've got two away trips. Firstly, on Tuesday night, it's Macclesfield away at Moss Rose, 7:45 kickoff. And then on Saturday, it's to Oxfordshire, that's FC United travel, to the Banbury Community Stadium for the away trip against Banbury United. Full commentary coming your way for both games on Tuesday and on Saturday. But away from the men's team, we've had two pre-season friendlies for the women's team this past week against Burnley and Brighouse Town. And for more, on Monday afternoon, I caught up with women's team manager. So welcome back to the show, to Tom Fitton. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. So two pre-season matches this past week. Firstly, let's talk about the Burnley match on Wednesday. A 2-0 defeat there. I mean, what did you learn from that game?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was an outstanding performance from us. And I think, to say, to consider we haven't played at Tier 4 as well, so you could actually look at it as a two-division bridging gap until, obviously, we represent ourselves in the league against Newcastle. It was an outstanding performance. Very good individual and team performances. We learned a lot from the girls on how they dug in. And like you say, we're still asking them to be open and expansive in possession, which obviously comes with the risk of conceding goals. But to say they were doing that against a well-established Tier 3 side in Burnley, if we were concerned about the score, we should have probably got more out of the game.
And the thing we have to say is, I mean, that was a hastily arranged pre-season friendly on a Wednesday night. The same thing happened on Sunday, because the game that we publicised last week against Wivish Amateurs, that sadly didn't happen. So big thanks to Brighouse Town. But again, it was another tough opponent though on Sunday.
Yeah, without a doubt. Obviously, Brighouse have just been promoted out of the league we're going into, and a very similar situation to how FC have been promoted, you know, two COVID-stricken seasons where they've dominated more or less every opponent in the league. So we were lucky that we had Brighouse on our doorstep, and I think I'm led to believe by James that they actually changed their plans for the Sunday just gone to play us. So it was a massive thanks to them, and again, a massive learning curve for us, not only what we can do with the ball, but where we're at with our sort of mindset, really, and dealing with opposition. When we, in the past, they might have been able to break teams down a lot easier in the past. Obviously, we are at, you know, we're at a new challenge of the calibre of teams we're playing against, and there are going to be times where we've got to dig in, and it's not always going to be as easy as it potentially has been.
Now, the scoreline, for those unaware, I mean, we're beating 6-0, but you did say last week that in the coming games you are going to be trying things and that kind of thing. So, I mean, what things did you try? And without giving too much away, what things are you going to keep?
Yeah, exactly. Very good question. So we was very open, very expansive. We did actually change the system on Sunday, which again, the team hadn't worked on. It was something we'd only gone through in changing rooms and online meetings. So it wasn't stuff we'd actually, you know, put into play on the pitch. But what we learned from it was we probably invited pressure on ourselves by the changing system. And I think we'll be avoiding it for the time being. But again, that's what pre-season's about, learning from it, trying new things. We had a few new faces down yesterday that haven't trained with the team as much, which is good. A few good individual performances, and obviously the scoreline looks quite horrendous, but we're not too concerned about it.
And speaking of new faces, we should say a new signing announced this week in Abby Hunt. Great pedigree. You know, played at Everton in America as well, and Stoke City too.
Yeah, it's a big signing for us. And what's great about Abby is she sort of complements the strength of the midfield we've got, with her attributes being slightly different. She's very much box to box, very powerful in possession of the ball, but also adds a bit of grit and fight off the ball as well, which, when you look at the flair and the talent of the players we've got, we are arguably quite a nice side. So Abby definitely adds a lot of physicality to what the team can put onto the pitch.
And in that midfield, the two matches we've just talked about, Tom, as well, in Burnley and against Brighouse, I mean, the play of the match for both games was Cara Fields in midfield. I mean, what have you made of her performance over the last 7 days or so?
She's been, I don't even really think I can put it into words, she's been absolutely phenomenal for me. She's been the best performer on the pitch, considering us and the opposition, in the last two games. Now, obviously, Burnley and Brighouse might argue something different, and it might be a bit biased from me, but she's led by example in and out of possession. She's been organising people. She's really bought into what myself and James have been asking of her. And her performances are without question. And I turned to Chelsea, who does the players' votes, about 20 minutes into the game. And I said, you're not even going to need to do a vote after this. Her performance was so strong.
So that's those two friendlies this past week. What have you got coming up, Tom?
We've got Leek Town on Sunday, down at Broadhurst on the 3G. It's the final friendly on the 3G, obviously, before the doubleheader on the 7th. They're Tier 4 as well, National League Division 1, but they're Midlands region as well, which was similar to, obviously, Wem Town. So it's going to, again, be a very good challenge for us, you know, approaching that step up. And we're sort of in our second phase of pre-season now. Like I say, we've learned a lot, especially in the last 7 days, but we've got to make sure we're ready for the 7th and the 15th now. So we're stepping it up a few gears in training and on Sundays.
I was going to say, I mean, that obviously the Clapton game is the first time we've had a supporters direct cup match for the women's game. So it's a pretty prestigious and historic occasion, but also we're expecting a big crowd for that game as well. So, and it's just before the Newcastle match back in the league. So, I mean, this league game then, so important, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's sort of that balance between pre-season friendlies and, you know, we're still working stuff out to, no, this is the real deal. The 7th for us is massive because we want to showcase to the men's fans where we're at and what we're about, and, you know, attract them down, especially for the Newcastle game on the 15th, when it's the actual start of a new era for the women's team at FC. And we want to make Broadhurst an absolute fortress, and they're going to be a massive part of that, as well as us and the players.
Tom Fitton there, women's team manager, speaking to me on Monday. And that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website www.sc-utd.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure that you all have a lovely and safe week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.